What's up, street dogs? Street gods. It's my blocks. Okay, that was some thoughts. So, God sent me to break the chain. I'm the true and living. Rest of you is vain. Okay, so, some thoughts. So, real or fake? Okay. Lots of interesting ideas here. All right. So, first and foremost, ChatGPT is the future. I think it's actually funny because before Sen was born, we played around with some names, and Future was actually one of them because he was a COVID baby. Crazy, he was born in Providence, Rhode Island. And this is before we had a vaccine, right? I almost wasn't able to make it to the birth, but fortunately, because we're in Providence, Rhode Island, and they're amazing, I was able to go into the thing, and then even during the Rona, it's like some women were expected to labor with a face mask on. I'm like, nah, get out of here. So fortunately, they're pretty lazy fair about that. She did not labor for 3 days with a face mask on, thank God. Same with me. I don't know, I think, I think what people are trying to do in life is, trying to maximize their novelty factor or happiness in life or whatevs. But, my general thought is, perhaps the first secret to happiness, or just, life, is, I like the idea that you want to maximize interesting life, experiences. For example, this is not imperative, but my suggestion, good morning. What you guys making? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you should do?
What?
You should, my wife has a funny idea. You take all the guys who go to CrossFit in the gym, and say, hey, do you guys want a free workout?
Oh.
Get here, and get them to do all the construction work for you.
Yeah.
And then what you do is, you charge them money to work out in construction.
Yeah, that's a
good idea. Good idea, right?
Yeah.
All right, have a good one. Not imperative, but my suggestion is, everybody should have at least one kid. Just replace yourself, ideally. What's the rule? I have 2.2 kids. My thought is two kids, 2.2, three kids, whatevs. The reason why I like the idea of two kids is, we have two kidneys, two lungs, two eyes. Having two kids seems like a good idea, like the gold standard. Unless you've never actually had to go through the laboring process. A lot of women nowadays have the scheduled C-sections or get C-sections. What's very interesting about the laboring process, which nobody ever talk about, especially if your wife ain't or spouse ain't on drugs, the process is pretty tough. Pro tip for going through the laboring process for the first time, the actual witnessing the birth of your child, and we get tears. It's like the most beautiful thing in the world. Yeah, and actually, even I thought I had too. I'm like, I mean, ultimately, it comes down to the women, right? It's like, shouldn't force women to have kids if she don't want to. Like a woman should not be coerced into having more than one kid if she don't want to. I mean, I'm lucky too because I don't know. I think the truth of the matter is every man desires at least one male heir. So if your first kid is a boy, it's all upside from there. No downsides. Ideally, have more than one kids. So typically, whenever you see families with like two girls, three girls, four girls, five girls, it's a sign that they're trying to have a boy. But what I actually find very interesting is if the first son or the first kid is a boy, and then the couple decides to have another kid, it's actually really a sign that they just love having kids and they want to have more kids. Anyways, Erwan in modern day society wants to be happy. Honestly, having a kid will, what's interesting is, at least in the early days, your praying threshold will increase by 1,000x, but your happiness quotient will increase by 10,000x. So if you just do the maths, it kind of makes sense. So anyways, real versus fake peoples, right? So one rapper that I've always kind of been like suspicious about is Drake. It's like, Drizzy, why are you trying to act so hard, right? It's like, to my understanding, I think he grew up to like a nice, you know, middle class family. I think Drake's mom is, she sounds like a lovely person. No ill wills. I think she's Jewish. I think even Drake had a bar mitzvah and stuff like that. And it's actually funny too, because like in culture, Drake dropping the N-bomb, right? He's like, he's half African American. His mom is Caucasian. I don't like using the word white because you don't call Asian people yellow. You don't call like Native American peoples red. We probably shouldn't call people black and white. It's kind of a little bit silly. And also what's interesting too, it's like, if you're Cape Verde, it's like, a lot of, in Providence, Rhode Island, people from Cape Verde, a small little island, they speak Portuguese and they're self-owned. Like, they came to America as willing immigrants, just like South Koreans, in search for greater opportunities. Did not come as slaves, right? And so when like Americans are like, oh, you know, are you black? Cape Verdeans are like, no, we're from Cape Verde. Like, we're Cape Verdean, right? And they're like, you're African American? We're not really from Africa because we're, you know, we've been in Cape Verde for a while, which I figure it's like an island off off of Africa. And even like one thing I learned from Cindy, right? The notion of Africa as a nation is kind of, you know, imprecise. Even, quote, China or Asia or East Asia, right? Like, everyone is so different. That's also the problem too, is like, I have a funny story. I was actually in Paris, like, you know, decade ago with Cindy. We were just having a nice meal with her moms and stuff like that. And actually what happens afterwards is, the waiter, French guy, right? Cool dude, and looks like African-American descent, whatevs. We're just having friendly conversations. Oh, what country are you from? Where are you? Is that? Oh, is that Chinese? Oh, no, Korean, Vietnamese. Is that? Oh, Korean, Chinese, ... Same thing, ? And I was like, French, ... Spanish, ... Same thing? And he's like, and he gave me the hat. I'm like, one of the wittiest things I've said. Oh, actually, my friend Jeremy told me something hilarious. So he has a sick, probably the sickest Nissan 300 ZX in white. His license plate says, for ire. He says it apparently pops up in Reddit every once in a while, but next time you see somebody in a Lambo or a Ferrari or some sort of hypercar, right? And you see a random person parked next to them, right? Just rush on over to the car, like pretending like you're gonna be like, oh, cool Lambo or cool Ferrari, how'd you get whatever, right? And then run towards the direction and then immediately go to the car next to it. Wow, is that an original Civic Type R? That's so sick. This is like pretty funny. So I don't know, I think the world needs a little more humor. But anyways, yeah, so Drizzy, yo, why is he so fake? He's like talking about killers and guns. I'm like, starting to throw the button out here, talking to one of my friends, Julio. It's like, bro, you're so fake, like. Yeah, I think, I mean, it's okay. Like, you grew up to a nice, loving family. Shout out to anyone who was raised with a single mom. I guess maybe was Drake raised by a single mom? Not sure, right? But I think what, Drake went to private school. He was on the Degrassi TV show on Nickelodeon. I think, I don't know, did his mom drive a BMW SUV? Not sure, right? So, I think anybody who went to private school was like, bro, you can't talk about, like, killers and guns or whatever. Like, even Jay-Z is like, please don't rap about guns that you ain't gonna use. I'm so confused, right? So, who's the real ones, right? Surprisingly, somebody who people don't talk about no more is 50 Cent. I mean, this guy, he had a song, this is where ChatGPT is lit. He had a song called The Ghetto Quran, where he's straight up, like, naming out, like, these drug dealers who are killers, right? And he apparently, as a consequence, you know, attempted suicide. He got shot 9 times in both legs, in his arm, his cheek, right? It was definitely a killing attempt. He done survived it, right? So 50 Cent's the legit, right? Shot 9 times, 2000, right? Who else the real one? Jay-Z grew up in the projects, right? Kanye's an interesting case because, I mean, he was raised in, you know, more also, once again, more or less like single kid. I think Kanye was kind of more of like a nerd, right? Mom was a professor. I think his dad was a Black Panther or something, you know, kind of absentee dad, right? Kind of a social justice kind of guy, right? Not really in the picture. So yeah, Kanye grew up, you know, working at the Gap, you know, into fashion ever since he was a young kid. Like, even apparently in the early days, he wanted to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, right? I mean, even Eminem, right? Shout out to him. He really did grow up in the difficulties in Detroit. So that's where he gets his clout. So I think that's where the intelligence of studying people's personal history and background is critical, because you can only really talk about your own experiences and your own worldviews. Similarly speaking, to look at somebody's body is quite critical. Like, there's a saying in Latin, also shout out to ChatGPTs, but in mens something corpo sane or something, right? So essentially it means if you have a healthy, sane body, you're also gonna have a healthy, sane mind. And so my thought is, if you have a beautiful body, you're finna have a beautiful mind. If you have a not pretty body, you ain't gonna have a pretty mind as well, right? And so, let's even do a thought experiment, right? Would you trust, you know, typical skinny, fat, academic, male loser guy who's never lifted a weight in his life, you know, philosophizing, writing, and opining on, like, you know, masculinity and, like, you know, blah, 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 whatevs, right? It's like, no, it's like, have you ever deadlifted in your life? Even Nassim Taleb has a heuristic, is like, trust no philosopher who don't deadlift, right? More or less. And also on the EK front, right? Don't trust nobody who's never done over 7 plates. 8 plates, 9 plates, 10 plates. And something that will be historical fact for the rest of the times, Urkim 1,000-pound Atlas lift. I mean, I could probably do more, I'm pretty certain, but as of now, I mean, I might get back on it later. But as of now, I'm kind of more interested or curious about innovating new approaches. you know, my off the grid workouts, just working on my parking spot, thinking about posture, farmers, carries, etc. Actually, this is another interesting thought. So there's a website called Titan.fitness. Essentially, they take all the designs from roguefitness.com and just make it super cheap. Ooh. It's like, haven't seen this one before. That's kind of cool. It's like, nah. Interesting. Kind of reflect how much mid-range, 33,000. Like the reflective yellow. What's that? Tints? I don't know what that is, right? Another super fact on life, right? You know if a car is good or not, if it's traded in or not. It's like, if you done traded in the car out of four Honda, it's like, probably not a good one. Yeah, like, look at this little loser Mercedes SUV, right? And also, the simple heuristic too. Don't trust nobody who drives a SUV because it's a sign that they have low self-esteem. The more robust thing is, especially if you're a family man, you got kids, whatever, right? Just buy a minivan, like, just a matte black Honda Odyssey is the one, right? And actually, the funny thing I've discovered too, right? So, you know, there's people, the way people talk, and then there's words that actually people do, right? It's called, true preferences or revealed preferences. The generalized idea is don't act or look at what people, apparently say. Look at what they actually do. So even Elon Musk right now, right? He sold all his mansions. He's just straight up like living in like what looks like a simple two-bedroom apartment somewhere in Texas, Austin, right? Look at all these losers trading in their Range Rovers, right? Not a good car. How cheap is this? Yeah, still so expensive. Yeah, it's like, why would you trade in a brand new Range? Probably a sign that it's a not a good car. And let's not forget too, right? Range Rover is owned by the Tata Group, but Indian company, right? They also make some like random Tata Corporation, right? And even a Lamborghini, right? I mean, like, I think the design is still super cool, but ultimately it's better to transform your body into a Lambo than to drive one and also like simple heuristic, do not buy the Huracan or the Urus. The Urus is just like an Audi Q8 with a body kit. And let's not forget the Audi is essentially an expensive Volkswagen. And also, people don't know, you should know, a Porsche is also joined by the Volkswagen groups. So essentially you have a 911. It's like you have a, you essentially have a Volkswagen Beetle on steroids with a good turbocharger. Or inline or whatever, right? I don't know, I still think about it a lot, right? Yeah, probably like if you were like uber rich, the best car to have would, you know, especially in SoCal, would probably be like a white Toyota Prius Prime. White because easy to keep clean. Like honestly, even being here in LA, right? Keeping your car clean is a full-time job. It's like, hey, I don't got time for this, right? High-vis white is the goal. And actually, the best luxury car to have, you want a good luxury car, get the Genesis G90. That car is lit AF. I call it the Mercedes Rolls-Royce killer. And also, let's not forget, Rolls-Royce is also owned by BMW. It's been owned by, like, almost a decade. Therefore, as a consequence, you drive a... And just look at it, right? Like, look at the new Range Rover Cullinan. It essentially looks like a BMW X7. Even the X7 looks like a Range, right? And you best way to think about the Rolls is it's just like a really nice BMW 7 Series, I guess. So just buy the 7 Series, not the Rolls. Actually, even apparently... And this is where it's good to talk to, like, security guards in real life, other human beings. Apparently, the... You know, this one guy, you know, a security guard, he does private security for like some of the richest people on the planet. He said he knows this one guy in LA, he has more money than God. And he's like, yeah, it's super nice, just dressed for normal clothes. And he's like, what's your, oh, just like a BMW 7 Series. And you know, because, you know, think about it this way. If you're real rich, you don't want people to know you're rich. People finna gonna jack you, right? Good morning. So, yeah, just think, you know, obviously, like, you pull up in a Range or a Lambo or Ferrari, some stupid car. It's like, you finna get mugged. It's like, the heuristic is like, can you take your car, drive it to the middle of Compton, park it in the parking lot, and not get jacked? Maybe the best car to have is just like some beat up like Toyota Corolla, just pop in and out, right? Or actually the best thing is, if you are gonna get the Rolls or expensive car, right? Pawn a fake body kit to make it look old and rusty on the outside, make it look like an old RAV4, and then full limo tints, but on the inside, you got the apex of luxury. It's a funny thought. All right, so some other fun thoughts. How to become uncancelable, right? So, this is where it's good that I live in a metaphorical cave. It's like, cancel culture, DaBaby was canceled, everyone canceled, Travis Scott canceled, what is? So as a consequence, everybody is so scared. It's like, you don't say what's really on your mind because you're afraid you're gonna get canceled, right? And it's like, okay, simple suggestions. One, ain't don't trust nobody's on Instagram. I come insta losers, right? Am I the only millennial I know who don't have Instagram or any social medias? 35, born in 88. To quote my best friend Justin, heavyweight since 1988. Good vibes. And actually, some thoughts too. It's like, I don't know, maybe I'm the different one, but I'm actually the only one I know that I loved high school. I had so much fun with the homies. And we did a bunch of shenanigans and stuff like that. I actually rate high school as one of the happiest times of my life. And I actually loved college too, going to UC as an undergrad, studying sociology, stuff like that. And also meeting Cindy's. So it's like, what is the value of going to college? meeting your future wife? Seems simple. Don't do the... I'm like... So grateful that I was messing deep before dating apps. And actually, it's interesting because like I see like successful entrepreneurs, you know, people now in their what? People now in their what? 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, who's, you know, dumb been super rich, worth 100 billion, whatever. And like, they still single, you know, they don't got no kids, no wife. It just seems a little bit sad. My thought on success, super simple. It's have at least one kid and happy family life. So anyways, we'll continue our thoughts. So how to become uncancelable, right? First and foremost, just have no social media, right? Don't delete the gram, delete Instagram. The best thing I ever did in 2017 was delete my Instagram, inspired by Kanye. All my good inspirations come from Ye. And actually, the reason why Kanye is such a great role model, he has the most courage. Ain't nobody have courage like him. And actually, even one could posit, you know, maybe it's better to have courage over intelligence. So I think Kanye is at least 1,000 times more courageous than Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z ultimately cares more about money, maybe even legacy, right? Whereas Kanye, he just says what's on his mind and inspires people like me. So then the question is, why does everyone hate Kanye? Honestly, I think people's just racist. He's like outspoken African-American man, envious of him, jealous of him. The thought of losing your spouse and your kids, super, super sad. Maybe it's wise to do the preemptive move. So, no matter if you're a rapper, famous person, whatever, just delete Instagram. If you're The Rock, delete Instagram. If anything, if The Rock was smart, maybe, yo, Rock management team, you want me to build your website? Eric@erickim.com. I'll hook it up. So essentially the thing should be to, yeah, I think more like celebrities, famous people, just make your own website and blog. It's like super simple, like the heuristic, super simple. Just post to anything to your own blog that you would otherwise do with a, post anything to your own blog that you would otherwise do with social media, right? So don't upload to, I don't know, TikTok or YouTubies or Instagram or whatever is right. Just just upload to your own site. And actually the probably the most simple thing you could do, especially if you're like a celebrity or a famous person, you don't know how to manage websites or nothing, right? Just start a WordPress.com blog. So if you're more intelligent, like EK, you want to think more long-term, WordPress.org is better. I use Ionos.com, you use Bluehost.com, whatevs. So like my website has existed over a decade. What was it? I made it in 2009, 2010. Yeah, I was pretty impressed. My website been around for like 13 years. So the good thing is, if you use Nassim Taleb's Lindy effect, Eric Kim finna be around for at least another 13 years. So good thoughts. And then Sen is gonna be what, 16 at the time? So yeah, essentially when Sen is 16, I want him to be proud of his dad. So yeah, the thing with WordPress.com, just paid for the premium one. Like, it's just so simple. Like, bro, if you could afford Spotify, Netflix, whatevs, like, you could afford what WordPress.com premium was, what, like $10 a month? Like, come on, don't be a cheapo, and also get ChatGPT's pros. Actually, the secret thought is 99.99% of the annoyances of websites is maintenance. And also having a credit card on it that's, you know, gonna outlast you. So a simple suggestion is, even just having a simple WordPress.com, like, you know, something.wordpress.com is good because in theory it should outlast you. So even what, I have a new website, like what, erickimthoughts.wordpress.com. And the good thing is that, like, because it's managed by WordPress, the updates automatically update itself. So I kind of do believe in this hybrid Centaur approach where you have your own self-hosted websites and you also have, an external hosted. So maybe the best approach is actually have a combination of both WordPress.com and your own self-hosted thing. It's double there, because what's the facts is sooner or later your website's gonna die and all your information gonna be gone with it. Even ChatGPT is interesting because it has essentially downloaded the whole internet, and now it uses Bing to research information which is more recent, and it'll actually hyperlink back to your own website. And so this is where the future of blogging is very good, because the only way that ChatGPT's, and I also rate ChatGPT as at least 1,000 times better than Google's. I think Google's in big trouble. Yeah, ChatGPT gonna take over. I rate ChatGPT as at least 10,000 times better than Google. Now, I try my best to not use Google like the plague, because I know sooner or later I'm gonna go down some weird rabbit holes and distract myself. Like, it's like Tim Wu, I think that's the guy's name. He wrote a book titled like Weapons of Mass Distraction, and I think it's a cogent thought, because a lot of this thinking is weapons of mass destruction, distraction, because ultimately, let's not forget that Google is not a search company, it's not a whatevs, it's an advertising company. 99.9% of the profits from Google's is made through display and search advertising. So the low-key goal of Google is, let us try to help people find relevant information, but let us also insert some advertisements on the way. And now with Google News, this is like, this thing is out of control. It's now everyone's like saying what BuzzFeed and people in clickbait. I'm like, the real culprit here is actually Google AdSense, because just think about it, anything that's written anti-Semitic or, you know, Hamas and Palestine or whatever, right? It's going to get more clicks, it's going to get more views, it's going to get more impressions. And who profits? Google, because they run AdSense, which is what, 95% of display advertising on the internet. And even the reason why I like the idea of ChatGPT over Google, hey, you, this is like, okay, Google, if you don't want to die, right? Just do super simple, right? Just have somebody pay $10, $20 a month to use Google without ads. Super effing simple. Just make an option. Like, you don't have to. Like, you know, the people who can't, who don't want to pay for it, not finna do it. But, you know, tech elites like Eric Kim, we're gonna use it because we don't want no hidden catches, right? Oh wow, look at this beautiful morning. Beautiful morning. Yeah, Culver's lit. If you wanna, you want to be happy, just move to Culver City. I recommend the Arts District. Well, it looks like a new translation to Iliad's at. Emily Wilson. Actually, I love reading new translations. It's a better thing. And actually, I need to read the LeBron James book. Michael Lewis. Some more spiritual thoughts. So the easiest thing to do if you want direct contact with your fans is just have an email newsletter. If you want to keep it simple, you know, MailChimp.com. I do a more complicated solution, which is self-hosted through Sendy.co. And you just use Amazon Web Services, and it's like at least 10,000 times cheaper. But once again, like, it just depends on, like, I don't know how much money you've got. But then the critical thing I actually learned about innovation is actually not about spending more money. It's actually spending less money. So the best way to live life is actually through cost cutting. And it's silly because people are, oh, they want to be Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk and be billionaires so they can buy $1 billion worth of stupid shit, right? But the real way to innovate is cost cutting. It's actually super simple. Like, you think about Amazon, it's only successful because they done made everything cheaper and faster. And certain market trends, I mean, Jeff Bezos is probably one of the most underrated geniuses of all time. You know, invented and wandered it, right? Ain't nobody gonna be like, hey Jeff, you know, I want my packages to come to me slower, and I want it to cost more money, and no one's gonna be like, yo, I want less selection, and no one's gonna be like, I want to show up to my house slower, right? Yeah, even Elon Musk, so smart, right? Like, the great innovation that Tesla did is and building stuff, it's like, how can you make, like, Cybertruck is lit, right? So Cybertruck, it's like, how can you make it simpler, more streamlined, more radically innovative, like the whole stainless steel bot, like that is effing super effing genius, because, like, let's just consider, catching some nice light. Actually, to quote my friend Rinzi Ruiz, follow the light. I'm like, I think I'm like a plant. I'm like, I need the light. So maybe the next time I'll take my mic too. So oh yeah, Cybertruck, right? Yeah, stainless steel, so like you don't need paint, you don't need this, right? Like, and yeah, like And also, my personal thought is anyone who's critical of Elon Musk, I'm like, I don't trust nobody who's critical of him because, you know, obviously everyone has bad things. But my thought about genius is if you want to become more genius, you got to become like a worser, more unethical bad person. It's like Nietzsche says, right? To increase goodness, you also have to increase badness. So anybody who skirts this line of notion, I think is a little bit foolish. So the most evil person must also be the most good person. The most good person must also be the most evil person. Actually, it's a... it's funny too, right? Like, with like Hitler, right? You're like, Adolf Hitler, you know, essentially it's like akin to saying the devil. But it's funny too because other people like Joseph Stalin, Mussolini, they're not like, everyone knows they're bad, but they're not like given the same veritas as the Hitlers. like, even Kanye said in the InfoWars interview, it's like, you're not allowed to say Hitler did anything good, right? And even like, it's like, and this is where I'm kind of anti-dog ownership. It's like, dude, bro, do you know that Hitler showed more love and affection to his dog than he did other human beings? So, I don't know, but who knows? Maybe like 10,000 years in the future, they'll look at like Hitler kind of like a Genghis Khan. Can you imagine if Genghis Khan was alive today or even 100 years ago, all the atrocities we would mention? But now people are, oh yeah, Genghis Khan, you know, cool, get some Mongolian barbecue or something. Everything becomes comedic after a while. Even like Alexander the Great, I'm sure he did very unsavory things, but alas, everyone wants to claim some heritage just now, right? And even like to quote Publius Cyrus, the greatest good amongst mortals is to seek immortal fame amongst mortals. So, to have a legacy that outlasts you is a good idea. So, I mean, like, I'm pretty happy. I think my legacy is pretty solidified already. ChatGPT does a good job of indexing all of Kim. I'm just happy that I'm continuing to evolve. But yeah, so use the email newsletters to have direct contact with your followers or your fans. And also, like, one thing I found too is like, it's better to have like one super hardcore follower of yours than to have thousands or millions or tens of millions or whatever, or hundreds of millions of just like slightly interested followers. And even a thought that I learned from Elon Musk is interesting, is like the best way to do things is to sell direct. So for example, it's easier to charge $1,000 or $10,000 for your workshop for one person who's rich and successful than to like have a workshop with, you know, thousands of people all paying a dollar. So the trend I see with monies and economics is definitely it's gonna be a trend towards kind of more this elitism. I mean, let's just do the facts, right? Lamborghini Uruses are selling more like candy in LA than Honda Civics. And so the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer, and the economic divide is, you know, it's based on wealth accumulation and inheritances, right? Like, think about it this way. Let's say your dad is worth 500M and, you know, you're born with a trust fund. Assuming that your dad is not stupid, even if he just had all the monies in simple, like, you know, mutual funds or whatever, right? You could live on the dividends for the rest of your life and, like, never worry about none, right? Whereas you grow up to a family where, you know, your mom's working at a sushi restaurant, like, you know, 80 hours a week, you know, dad gambles away the rent money, right? It's gonna be obvious that one party will have more stability than the others. But also it's funny too, because like I always think to myself, it's like, would Jay-Z have become Jay-Z if he grew up in a nice middle class family in Irvine? probably not. So essentially the gist of what to be uncancelable is own yourself, own your own platform. Even the thing I'm a little bit sus of WordPress.com, I'm sure sooner or later you really speak your mind, they're gonna see that you're saying something that's, you know, bad, and then delete your website or censor you. So yeah, self-owned is the future.